song?
What's the name of that song?
You know it's out here for a pimp.
Yeah, that's what I was searching under.
God, they sing that line about 5,000 times in the movie. I can't believe I couldn't think of it off the top of my head. Yeah, that's a great song. And I actually liked
it. Those guys came out in, like, baseball hats. And
yeah. Well, when they won, that was the best. That was the best thing in the Oscars is when they won. Yeah. I mean, they knew their life had changed.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Hey, we want to thank Keith Young, our choreographer.
Yes.
Man, help me out. Whole Sony Records, Lisa Ellis, our moms, our whole family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Selecto Hicks for giving us a chance. The Academy. We love the Academy. You know what I'm saying? Gil Cates. Everybody, man.
We love you.
Hell, I got plenty of time left. I don't know nobody else now. I want to thank everybody. Man,
I remember this totally.
Once again, our families. Ludacris, Johnny, what's up? Going down. George Clooney, my favorite man. He showed me love when I first met him.
Tell we bring it home.
We out of here.
Yeah. Living Tennessee.
What's Terrence's other big movie?
Oh, Crash?
Oh, yeah, Crash. Yeah, he's got a big role in Crash.
Cop feels his wife up.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so bummed.
And he goes nuts when the guy tries to carjack him, and the cops are going to shoot him. He's walking towards the cop, and he's like...
The white cop recognizes him as the guy that was harassed by his partner.
Right.
And the Oscar goes to Crash.
Just the Jack.
Jack voice. I love Jack.
God.
Oh, thank you so much. What an amazing night. Thank you to all of the members of the Academy for embracing...
Can we thank it by name, every single one?
Kathy Schulman for Best Picture,
about
Crash.
About love and about tolerance, about truth.
And they get blown
thank
out.
Thank you to the people all around the world who have been touched by this message. And we
the
are...
Music.
Humbled by the other nominees in this category.
I, by the way, was not touched by this message. I thought the movie was really I don't know. I thought it was kind of almost trite. It was so overdone.
You have made this year one of the most breathtaking and stunning maverick years in American cinema. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Mm.
I think they cut her off for getting carried away with herself there. I mean, she wins. They win Best Picture, and she calls it the biggest maverick year in Hollywood.
Did you do a job, John Feldheimer, and everyone in every office of that building? And we would not be here today if it were not for Tom Ortenberg and for Sarah Greenberg. Thank you. Thank you also to our financiers.
Never heard of next.
Yes.
Andy Reimer, Jan Corbelin, Marina Grosick, Bob Yari, to our producers, our partners, Mark Harris, and Bob Yari. And Don Cheadle and Bobby Maresco.
Heads up!
Thank you. Don Cheadle, our partner, we wish you could be here with us tonight.
See ya!
And to all of our family.
See ya!
Take a hint, bitch!
I mean, they've been playing the music for like an hour. You know, the music, all the while, too, it's tolerating her remarks. You know what I mean? It's like the music is in charge and it's there as a constant, relentless hint. To wrap it up,
and then
when she refuses and uses it as a background to her wonderful speech instead of the hint that it's supposed to be, finally they can tolerate her no more and just
kaboom,
full throttle sound.
Blammo.
It's like, okay, now we're going to bury you.
Yeah, she
we're just going to bury you in music.
Decided it was, yeah, this is nice little background music for my speech.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
I'll bring out the financiers.
That's right.
Everyone knows these financiers.
Mm-hmm.
Surely this is very relatable
like
for a national audience.
Yeah, like anybody cares who financed the goddamn movie.
And there's
you
like
know.
Five guys
yeah.
too.
Yeah, it was a hint, bitch. All the while. Oh, I love that.
That was, God, that speech.
Finally, it's like just the musical guillotine.
That is an obnoxious speech,
oh,
I gotta say.
Very obnoxious.
When people start throwing words
Jeez.
Like maverick around, mm-hmm. and you know they're talking about themselves.
Yeah, boy, man, she sure practiced
Woo!
That, too. With music.
Ugh.
In her own home.
Good God. And then, plus,
man.
I never heard of the chick till I saw her up there for that movie. That's quite a blowout, though, because to win Best Picture and at the minute 26 mark get blown out, they literally decided, you are boring, honey.
Yeah,
we don't care what you won.
Yeah.
Bob Yari and Don Cheadle and Bobby Maresco.
Don Cheadle's at the very end.
Thank you. Don Cheadle, our partner, we wish you could be here with us tonight. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to my husband, to my wife, and to all of our family.
I thought she said to my husband and
my wife.
That's
what it sounds like.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like she said.
Bring that back up.
Go ahead.
Don Cheadle and Bobby Maresco. Thank you. Don Cheadle, our partner, we wish you could be here with us tonight.
Look at her speed up.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you to my husband, to my wife, and to all of our family.
She's in some kind of a triple marriage or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's trying to talk through that noise.
Yeah.
God, what a relentless chick.
I know it.
Isn't it funny how that she's not taking him seriously, and then they bring in the heavy, they bring in the snare. Once the snare comes in, it's like, boom, goodbye.
Yeah, the guy kind of hits the horns in this.
Yeah.
And he obviously cued another part of the orchestra, which would completely blow her out.
Yeah. That's when the conductor was arms were wildly moving.
See ya, bitch.
Ah, jeez.
I love it when they do that. Why don't they do that more often?
They really should. They should be doing it all night just to teach them all a lesson.
They've got a habit of doing it, too, to the biggest people and the biggest awards, which I think is when they should least do it. They never do it to, like, the editing people or
because the problem is that they get behind all night. Everybody's talking, and they're getting more and more behind. But, of course, at any award show, the big awards are at the end. So naturally, they get to the end and they're backed up because all the people are yabbering for all the trite stuff. So now they got to rush the people for the big awards. I mean, it's ridiculous. That's their problem. It's either shut up. Somebody's got to shut up somewhere.
And if somebody wins for a movie that's really deemed important, or the award is particularly important, like Julia Roberts winning for Erin Brockovich. She babbled endlessly, man. She deserved the music so bad. And just because she made that joke about, oh, no, you're not getting me on this stage.
Okay,
I guess we'll back the music off. No,
They should have cranked it all the more.
God, if Martin Landau only gets to talk 40 seconds, how does Julia Roberts get four freaking minutes? Listen to this babble fest.
Well, because she had the audacity to go to war with the music, you know? Who would dare go, oh, no, you don't, you know?
Yeah, Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
Although Martin Landau tried
so
it
much.
With us.
No!
I'm so happy.
Look how long this is taking. I'm so happy it took a minute.
I have a television, so I'm going to spend some time here to tell you some things.
Oh, boy. So everybody get comfortable because I'm going to speak.
And sir, you're doing a great job, but you're so quick with that stick, so why don't you sit? Because I may never be here again.
No. Yeah. Throw tomatoes at the conductor like it's all his fault.
I would like to start with...
She's going to have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
Just hurry through the thing, bitch.
She's already exhausted 3 minutes, and she hasn't even started her speech.
Being included in a group... with Joan Allen and Juliette Binoche.
She's heard it a million times, honey.
Ellen Burstyn for these last
few years. We know who the other nominees are.
Jeez.
She's been a minute and 20 now, and she hasn't said anything.
Nothing. She hasn't even started.
My name
she's been doing
is
panting and
last,
sobbing and crying and voice shaking.
I can't believe this is quite pretty.
And listen to the idiots laughing and all this. They're just egging her on.
So many people that made Erin Brockovich, but let me make my dress pretty. Universal.
Boy, she thinks she's got the room in the palm of her hand.
And Stacy Snyder and Stacy Shear, and I can't believe I'm remembering everybody's name. Jersey Films, Danny DeVito. and everybody over there.
You know what's so obnoxious about this? She could have actually written out a little list and done this in half the time easily.
Yeah.
This movie was sinfully fun to make.
Well, she really thinks she's entertaining. She thinks she's funny.
And my pleasure to act with.
No, this is just unfiltered Julia Roberts' brain spitting out through her mouth, which is pretty limited.
And Aaron Eckhart and Scotty and Jemaine and Brittany and Ashley, all the... wonderful actors that played my children, Marg Heldenberger, and
turn
that clock off.
On and on and on and on. Nobody at home cares about
this. Turn that clock off. It's making me nervous.
And
nobody cares about all this.
Just a few other people, and but really, the main person. Richard LeGrovenais and Susanna Grant, who wrote such a nice script. Steven Soderbergh. Hi, there you are.
Oh, aren't you darling?
There you are.
Oh, Julia, you're so darling.
The best actor that.
And not a lick of music yet.
No,
a lick.
They're
be
not a riff.
No, they're tolerating all this. Everybody's tolerating.
And I made every attempt. Stickman, I see you. So I thank you for really making me feel.
Look at her wail on that guy, Stickman. That's a fine thing to call him.
I love it up here.
Oh God, she's at 325 now.
Yeah, and now she's gotten so arrogant that there's no music that now she's ordering everybody around.
I
love this. I own the stage. There's no music. They're letting me go and go. I really am great.
My brother-in-law Tony, Elaine Goldsmith Thomas, who's been my agent since God was a boy, Jeff Berg, my mom, and just Francis and Marcus and Mike and everybody who's watching at home, Kelly, Emma, everybody. I love the world. I'm so happy. Thank you.
Everything is great for me, so everything's wonderful.
Yeah, my world is great.
Thank you very much. This is the first time I'm in the Oscar. A little bit nervous. First of all, I have to thank for my parents because they are not there. I hope that they can listen to me somewhere here because they are already gone. And especially for...
Is that a five-minute way of saying they're dead?
I think so. He's not going to be up there long.
Heads up!
Ouch. Ouch.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Pop radio playing rock music is a very big deal to me, so thank you very much.
Heads up!
Green Day rules. All these guys made
There's
the greatest
more music
album.
Than meets the ear. Find out at www.
Oh boy.
He was a consummate tiger. He played 22 years in Detroit. One of the
here's the ugliest of all.
Tiger uniform. He came right off the sunlots of Baltimore. Did not play a minor league game. Had some great years. He was a batting champion, the youngest ever. He was the hero of the World Series.
Yeah, we wish we could just go on and on. There's so much to say about him. And thank you so much for coming with us.
Ugh.
That was like, so brutal.
Nothing
oh my
like
God.
Jeannie Zalesko cut off Ernie.
Oh my God. Jeez.
Thanks to the fans. You guys let us do the coolest job in the world. Thanks a lot.
What do you think the fans, my family?
Please welcome Busta Rhymes.
That's Nickelback at the Billboard Awards. It's like, come on, that's a pretty big band. They're up there for like 20 seconds.
No. Oh,
why won't anyone give me an award?
Oh,
whatever. So how do we get on that?
I have no idea. How do we possibly go that far off
the
track?
The chick cut off at the award ceremony for Crash.
Oh, my God. And then Crash.
Hustle and Flow is up for Oscars.
Oh, my God.
Along with Crash. And she got cut off. And that always leads to... You have to hear all the cut off people at once. It's like playing one of the Larry King Clueless moments without hearing all the others.
Yeah.
You just can't do it.
Now, you mentioning that, you are borderline having all the Larry King moments played right now.
Right.
That, yeah, no.
That was close.
Since Justin Berry's in the hospital, I think we should pass.
Yeah.
As he recovers.
You're also borderline having Cliff Notes for Monster and Aaron Brockovich being played.
So true. See, it can go on and on and on and on.
There's no way to stop it.
No, there's no way to stop it. Here's a way to stop it.
Around the sun.
Listen to what...
No way to stop it.